Sarah Rowan, even before the legislative session began, Senate President Joe Negron had a certain set of priorities. House Speaker Richard Corcoran had his. Both pretty much got what they wanted regarding education. But there's been some controversy, especially over House Bill 7069. This was put together in the waning hours of the legislative session. And one of the things in this mammoth House bill is something you've reported on, which is a program called Schools of Hope.
So Schools of Hope is a program that's not actually explicitly funded in this bill, although it looks like it could cost about $200 million if it ends up becoming law. And the idea is that there are a number of schools, several hundred of them around Florida, that have gotten D or F school grades for several years running. And what that means is that those schools have not done very well on Florida's standardized tests. Proponents of this bill say, hey, look, what'll make them better is we will attract a sort of high quality charter school operators that have not chosen to locate in Florida in the past. And the way that we'll get them here is by offering them more money per student than they've had access to in the past so that they can fund sort of a different kind of charter school.
And in this bill, too, it looks like the state's teacher bonus program is going to expand greatly.
Yeah, so this accounts for probably well over $200 million, so sort of the other big chunk of money. And part of it is the best and brightest, which go to teachers with high SAT or college admission scores. But a bigger part of it is $800 or $1,200 bonuses for teachers who are judged effective or highly effective. So that's, I think, well over half the teachers statewide. So that'll add up pretty quickly. One other thing we haven't talked about yet is that Senate President Joe Negron came out swinging at the start of legislative session with a lot of priorities on higher education that you reported on.
Yeah, from the get-go, Senator Negron said higher education was his main priority. He wanted Florida's universities and colleges to be considered elite colleges. So one of the things that makes state schools, quote-unquote, elite is the graduation rate. And so they've changed the metric for graduation rates here in Florida. Used to be if you're a full-time student, you were measured on a six-year standard. How many students can you get to graduate in 6 years? Well, now that will be 4 years. They've also implemented block tuition, so now students will pay one flat fee instead of per credit per semester. And there is more money for the Bright Futures scholarships.
And so is this the whole Bright Futures program that sort of seemed uncertain a little while ago, or is it just part of it?
Just part of it. The legislature proposes spending an extra $151 million a year to expand Bright Futures scholarship, but it only affects the top level award. There are three levels to Bright Futures. This will affect Florida academic scholars, the top level, so that's about 45,000 students. Their tuition would now be 100% fully paid.
So if Governor Scott vetoes the whole budget or he vetoes the education bill, that would mean the legislature would have to reconvene before the end of June in order to pass a different budget or override his vetoes. But one interesting thing is that even if this does become the law of the state, many of the people who voted for it said it's something that they'll still need to fix. It seems like people really weren't happy with the process.
Yeah, it's pretty much one thing everybody can agree on. Democrats, Republicans, House, Senate, they never want to do the process like this again.